The bill Governor Doyle signed on Memorial Day will cover the costs of both two-year and four-year degrees for veterans who have served on active duty. Chuck Goranson is a veterans benefits analyst for the UW-Madison group Vets for Vets.
In Wisconsin, this makes veterans benefits as good as or better than they've been since World War II.
What makes it better, according to Goranson, is that it also grants free tuition to the spouses and children of soldiers who were killed or seriously disabled while on active duty.
So there are a lot of people who are going to be able to get free tuition.
That means costs to the state will come in spikes as children of slain and disabled soldiers reach college age. The current law that grants veterans a 50% reduction in tuition has already cost the university $4 million and the technical college system almost $800,000. Morna Foy of the technical college system says when the new law was being debated, veterans themselves made it clear they didn't want the new benefit to result in higher tuition fees for their non-veteran classmates.
Our desire would be that it would not come from other financial aid programs. We are going to look for it within the other state priorities, according to the governor. This is a state benefit that the state of Wisconsin wants to give to its veterans, and as a result, believe that we all should help support it.
Foy says it's hard to predict how much it will cost, since no one knows how long the wars in Afghanistan or Iraq will last, and how many more veterans will be created by future conflicts. The new law doesn't go into effect until the fall of 2007. That gives both the legislature and the university and technical colleges a year to figure out how to fund it. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.